Here's a check on stories we're following for you today on Robinhood Radio. A story from the Legal Journal. Several large institutions in Salisbury were put on soft lockdown on October 13th. Police at Troop B conducted a search aided by the K-9 unit for a man involved in what was being described as a domestic incident. The lockdown affected Salisbury Central School, Salisbury Boys School, and also Noble Horizons. Eventually, troopers cleared everything up, saying an arrest warrant was drafted and signed by the court on October 14th. And on October 15th, they were able to arrest Brian Kupel, 30, of Shelton, Connecticut, without incident. The charges against Kupel are criminal mischief, larceny, disorderly conduct, violation of a protective order, and threatening. Participants in an online event Sunday in Great Barrington to honor W.E.B. Du Bois was jarred by a Zoom bomber uttering racist slurs. A virtual event to honor the civil rights pioneer and native son W.E.B. Du Bois on Sunday was Zoom bombed by someone uttering racist slurs. Great Barrington police are investigating. Berkshire County District Attorney's Office was also notified. The intruder arrived just as the committee began its online version, an annual celebration to commemorate the dedication of the Du Bois Boyhood home site as a National Historic Landmark 51 years ago. It also marked the renaming of the local middle school for Du Bois last summer. Connecticut is distributing federal funds to 65 local health districts and departments for COVID-19 testing, contract tracing, community outreach, and other pandemic-related public health purposes. Through Wednesday, the Connecticut Department of Health has distributed 21 grants totaling $2.8 million, including $403,000 to the Waterbury Department of Public Health. The grants are being funded with $20 million from the Federal Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. In Catskill, Greene County lawmakers approved a 15-year tax break Monday for a proposed solar facility to be built near Cairo, fronted by Con Edison Clean Energy Businesses of Valhalla. The approximately 2-megawatt solar farm is slated for Old Route 23 in Accra. The project will use about 20 acres of a 95-acre parcel, Real Property Tax Director Ray Ward said. Legislator Thomas Hobart from Coxsackie voiced concerns about payment in lieu of taxes or pilot agreement. Quote, I don't think we're going down a slippery slope, but this does open a can of worms, end quote. The county has seen a recent increase in the number of renewable energy proposals, with Bogart Solar in Catskill, a 1.6-megawatt facility, Flint Mine Solar and Heathgate in Coxsackie, and Glide Pass Battery Storage Facility on Route 9W in Catskill. Two state restaurateurs joined U.S. Senator Kirsten Gillibrand Tuesday afternoon advocating for passage of a bipartisan congressional bill to help independent restaurant owners keep their business alive amid the coronavirus pandemic. The hospitality industry and restaurants have faced significant financial hardships in the wake of COVID-19, which forced non-essential businesses to close or limit capacity. Diners in New York State continue to be limited to 50% restaurant capacity, meaning fewer customers and less staff at every meal. Gillibrand urged her fellow senators during a virtual press conference to pass the bipartisan Real Economic Support that acknowledges unique restaurant assistance needed to survive Act of 2020. New York businesses will have a little more time to avoid evictions from their offices due to COVID-19. Governor Cuomo signed an executive order extending the state's moratorium on COVID-19-related commercial evictions and foreclosures through January 1st. The measure was set to expire, and it protects commercial tenants and mortgagors in the face of economic toll caused by the pandemic, including retail establishments and restaurants. Cuomo said the executive order gives businesses additional time to get back on their feet and catch up on rent or their mortgage, or to renegotiate their lease terms to avoid foreclosure. New Yorkers will get the chance to vote early in a presidential election for the first time this year, joining 42 other states that offers voters a chance to cast an in-person ballot prior to Election Day. Starting Saturday, registered voters can vote in person at a designated early voting site in their county. The early voting period runs through Sunday, November 1st, 2 days before Election Day. Registration is open for the Kent Pumpkin Run, which is to be run today through October 25th. You send your results in by email. They'll be tabulated overall, and division winners will receive 2020 commemorative Pumpkin Run medals. More information, kentpumpkinrun.com. Registration is open through tomorrow. In Falls Village, the Planning and Zoning Commission will have a meeting. That is tonight at 7 p.m. It is a Zoom meeting. Information on that Zoom meeting can be found at robinhoodradio.com. Click on demand, click on the interview with Colter Rule. You'll see all the links to that Zoom meeting. Region 1 Board of Education Policy Subcommittee meeting is happening tomorrow, 11 o'clock. That is on Zoom. That information is available at the Region 1 website. North Canaan Board of Selectmen has their Community Cleanup Day on October 24th, beginning at 9 at the North Canaan Town Hall. Just bring yourself. Trash bags, gloves, and other supplies will be provided by North Canaan Hub. The Jack O'Library Contest is an event put together by the Sharon Audubon Center and by the Hotchkiss Library in Sharon. They're hosting a free Fun Pumpkin Trail daily from dawn until dusk, October 24th through Sunday, November the 8th. Hope Rising Farm has their first annual Open Barn Day, October 24th, rain date the 25th, barn activities 12 to 3, tag sale 9:30 to 4, face masks required as social distancing is. More information, 845-797-8365. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgans at the Interlaken, interlakenin.com, also on Facebook, and by Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com. The Dow Jones Industrial Average was down 97.97 to 28,210.82 yesterday. The NASDAQ was down 31.80 to 11,484.69, and the S&P 500 was down 7.56 to 3435.56. We'll take a look at the tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.